Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Everybody, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Colorado. We are in the first full week of August. And today we're going to talk about a place called Myanmar. We've had a lot of military activity there in the region. There's basically a civil war going on, and the rebels have captured a major military facility in one of the regional capitals. First of all, what is a Myanmar? Myanmar is a country that used to be called Burma, that is sandwiched between the Indian subcontinent and Southeast Asia. It's primarily mountainous, it's primarily jungle, but cutting through the middle of it is the Irrawaddy River, which is actually a navigable riverway like the Mississippi or the Rhine. And so it's a huge push for commerce right there. The population, of course, as you would expect from jungles and mountains, is fractured. The core population, the Burman or the Burmese, based on what your ethnicity is, runs right along the river, right in the lowlands, the most viable area, the most economically viable area, where most activity happens, where most agriculture happens. They're about two-thirds of the population, and they are large and in charge. They have also had a succession of governments under military and civilian rules that are kind of pricks and treat everyone else as disposable. Before you even consider that mountainous people and jungle living people are a little ornery, there's plenty of reasons for all the other ethnicities in Myanmar/Burma to be aggroed with the Burmans. And so we basically have been in an increasing state of civil breakdown and now civil war for the last 15 years. There are over 100 other ethnicities. None of them make up more than 10% of the population. But all of them have their little areas that they've carved out. Big into smuggling, big into heroin, because these are things that you can do when the center cannot hold. I phrased that wrong. The center can hold. The center can hold the center, but it has a real hard time pushing power into the provinces and to the edges of everybody else. The problem is that all the borders are porous, the development is limited, and what infrastructure you have is largely limited to the Burman areas and that lowlands around the Irrawaddy. This, unfortunately, is becoming the new state of affairs. The Burmans have mismanaged their affairs under civilian and military rule, it's currently military rule, to the point that relations with pretty much all of the ethnicities have broken down. And while there's a civil war on one hand, there is also, because of military rule, a pro-democracy push across the country that is weakening the government from within. So if the center holds but nothing else, you're basically looking at this giant U of territory in the northwest and east becoming stateless in the traditional sense. This is how it's going to remain until such time as someone is able to consolidate power. That could be a change of government among the Burmans, who can maybe do some sort of national reconciliation, but I don't see anyone alive in the political system right now who's capable of that. Or it could be a third party coming in and knocking some heads together. The only country in the region that has that capacity would be China. And while the Chinese are okay with Myanmar being weak, they are not okay with being the power that have to come in and then take over the security situation, because it would be just as hard for them as it has been for the Burman. So unfortunately, despite a reasonably favorable geography in the core, this is a country whose time has not yet come and will not until we can have some sort of political resolution, which does not, unfortunately, appear to be on the horizon. All right, that's it. Bye.